Wisconsin. You are listening to the Perpetual Notion Machine. I'm your host, Emily Morris. Tonight, we're having a very special discussion about the intersection of the environment and art. In a few moments, we'll be speaking with Madison artist and curator Lelia Byron about a new environmentally themed exhibition now showing at the Arts and Literature Laboratory on South Livingston Street. My guest tonight is Lelia Byron, a Madison-based interdisciplinary artist who works in paintings, murals, sculptures, installations, and public art projects. Lelia has worked on projects ranging from a public sculpture of public waste to a narrative installation in Finland to a series of paintings about women coffee farmers in Colombia. She received an MFA from the Chelsea College of Arts at the University of the Arts, London. And Lelia is joining us this evening because she's the curator of an exhibition on view at the Arts and Literature Laboratory. It's called The Shape of the Environment, and it's on view through November 4th. Good evening, Lelia. Welcome to the Perpetual Notion Machine.
Hi, Emily. Thank you so much for the invitation, and thank you so much for the very nice introduction.
Yes, happy to have you. So this exhibition has more than a dozen artists working in a variety of materials, from textile to film to neon. What drove you to put together a show meditating on environmental issues?
Right, so I guess it really started with just this idea of bringing a group of people together, specifically artists, to talk about this environmental topic. I think it's a very relevant and important topic. And I think artists can really play a role in talking about these complex subjects in ways that engage people in new ways. So connecting with them emotionally or presenting these ideas in kind of a different perspective than one you would see usually when you're thinking about the environmental topics.
Yeah, I'm so interested in how you connected with all these different artists. Like, what is your role as a curator putting together a show of this kind?
And, right.
Yeah, and how'd you find all the different artists?
Yeah, it's an interesting process. I only knew one artist before the exhibition. And of course, throughout the process. So it started about a year ago working on the exhibition. And throughout the process, of course, you do get to know each artist's work and their kind of interests as you talk to them. And some artists, you talk to them, and you help them kind of develop their project. And some artists, you're more working with them on, okay, how can we physically make your dreams a reality? So I think every curator and just like every artist approaches an exhibition in a different way. I kind of see it as building this platform and creating a dialogue. So I often like to think of the different artworks in the exhibition as kind of in conversation with each other. And of course, the artists themselves, bringing them together and creating this kind of conversation, especially since in this case, the artists, many of them didn't know each other. So creating this conversation among them as well.
Yeah, I love that you like developed these pieces with some artists. Do you have an example that you could talk us through of something, that had a long timeline that ended up being developed for this environmental art show?
Right. Yes, so there's a number of artists. So one project that first comes to my mind is a really beautiful film by Fabio Erdos, and it's called 65. And it's Fabio is a documentary filmmaker, and he did this film while he was doing a project with Greenpeace, and they were doing a deep dive in Antarctica to a region they hadn't been able to access before. And the reason they were able to recently access it is because the ice has gotten so thin that they're now able to actually get through the surface and explore the bottom of this particular region. And so I think it was really interesting. Every kind of artist has a very different background and a very different process. And it was interesting for me, for example, to talk about this project with Fabio because he, you know, had this documentary approach. And so it was interesting to, you know, we talked before before he went, we talked after numerous times. It was kind of interesting to see how he was able to take this documentary experience and turn it into something that is both narrative and explanatory, and also something that is really kind of also beautiful and poetic, and really kind of shows, you know, almost like a poem in a sense. Really kind of shows the surface of the ocean floor, in addition to kind of, you know, explaining what the scientists are doing on this deep dive.
So when people come to the exhibit, how is this film displayed there? Is there a certain time that people need to come, or is it something that's like on a loop that you might see at some other museums when you happen on a film and kind of end up sitting there for a few hours?
Yeah, so it's actually on a loop, and one of the kind of interesting things about the project was that he was interested in kind of creating multi channel. So there's like actually three different screens for the project, and you can watch it on a loop, and there will also be featured a portion of it at a film screening. So there'll be a number of different events during the exhibition. There'll be we've already had a literary reading, but there'll also be upcoming. There'll be a film screening with that film and another really interesting film, which is about the water crisis in the U.S. and there'll be a papermaking workshop. There'll be a discussion event for artists and scientists, a teen activism event, a performance event. So there'll be all these different events, and the idea is that they're free and open to the public as a way to engage with people who have different interests and bring them into the artwork. And there's all these different kind of, you know, different projects that the artists have made. And I think that the diversity is really what helps, I think, with the general audience to engage with the exhibition.
Yeah, because you never know, like, all different people like different things or can connect to different types of art and themes. So I imagine one might be surprised.
Right, and you know, it's so nice, I think, to see how I think this is probably, I think, one of the nice things about being an artist is that you can give everyone the same topic, and everyone will come back with a different idea. So there's like an artist who makes these like very, Patricia Ferreira, who makes like these very interesting, like detailed embroidery pieces with all sorts of different textile ways. And then there's an artist, Rena Yoon, who makes really nice, interesting, but very, very delicate. And I want to call it sculptural installation that she has made from collecting wood remains, so burn remains from forest fires in Arizona, from the actual fire. She would then collect these tree remains, and she calls this like conversations or like honoring these trees, who she says still have these stories to tell, you know, even though they have been burned and they have gone through this and they are no longer trees, they're still there and they still have something to say. So, you know, it's really kind of interesting to see and to work with different artists and see how they all have these different approaches, which are different from your own as an artist.
Yeah, trees having stories to tell sounds like, I love that so much. And it sounds, I feel like that's sort of the crossover here between our science show and what you're trying to do with this art and environment show, that something like that can have a story to tell a scientist, or can have a story to be told by an artist. Lots of different kind of, and also everybody loves trees. That's the story there. So I'm speaking with artist Lelia Byron, curator of a new art exhibition with an environmental focus open to the public at the Arts and Literature Laboratory. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Perpetual Notion Machine. My name is Emily Morris, and I'm speaking with Lelia Byron, curator of a new environmentally themed show at the Arts and Literature Laboratory. So Lelia, you briefly mentioned these just a moment ago, but there are a handful of events in September and October that are a part of the show, The Shape of the Environment. So coming up next week, Saturday, October 1st, is a screening of two environmentally themed films. One is Thirst for Justice from artist Lena Hozia, which focuses on citizens' efforts to protect clean water from uranium contamination in Arizona to water justice in Standing Rock. Can you tell us about that film and the screening next weekend?
Right. So the film is about the water crisis in the U.S. And she basically follows a number of individuals and how these individuals connect and learn about each other's stories and help each other in this fight about water in the U.S. that is ever growing, both here and internationally. And 65 is the other film that will be screening then. And that was a film that we were talking about related to a deep dive in Antarctica.
Another event that our listeners might appreciate knowing about is a discussion with artists and scientists later on in October, I think October 16th. I'm wondering if...
That's right.
Yes, October 16th, this discussion is happening, and I'm wondering if you can kind of help us draw some parallels about how artists and scientists can collaborate.
Right. So I think the idea for that particular event is just to bring these two different fields together and bring people who work in those two different fields together in a space where they can learn about what each other is doing and think about ways that they can potentially collaborate or understand what each other is doing and to kind of develop and help to foster this idea of being a creative community where everyone is working together to come up with innovative solutions for these big environmental problems.
Yeah, so with that, like, what do you want people to come away with from this exhibition? What's the goal of it, or how might you want somebody to walk out of this exhibition feeling or thinking about?
I suppose the biggest thing that you always hope for, if it's your own work, you know, as an artist, or if it's a curatorial project, is engagement. And I think that's really the best thing that you can hope for, that whoever is visiting that exhibition is very much engaged with the work and very much engaged with, you know, what the artists are talking about or what the artists are communicating, whether that be some sort of, you know, everyone has a different approach. Someone might be, so there's someone who talks about the impact of climate change or migration, another person who experiments with bubbles and ink, and there's kind of very different approaches to the work. And I think that the takeaway in the same way will be very different for different people and with different artwork. So I don't know that there's necessarily one kind of takeaway you hope for, but what you really hope for is, I think, that everyone comes away feeling very much engaged with the work and very much engaged with the topics.
Yeah. And maybe, like when I was, you know, reading about this exhibition and the Arts and Literature Laboratory, I think one other thing that people could come away with is engaging with the Arts and Literature Laboratory. It seems like there are so many neat things that happen there. What's your role, you know, besides this exhibition at the Art Lit Lab? And what are some other things that people can get involved with there?
Right. So so I work full-time as an artist, and I volunteer for the curatorial board there, which basically means that I help to review different exhibition proposals that come in and also help to assist with any sort of curatorial decisions for other projects. And so it's an interesting volunteer, it's an interesting thing to do as a volunteer. And I think that there are also a lot of other things that people can volunteer to do as well if they're interested. And as you mentioned, there's a ton of events and a ton of different ways that you can participate in creative readings or film screenings or art exhibitions or workshops. So yeah, there's lots to do there.
Awesome. I do want to talk about your own art, Lilia.
Great.
let's get back to that right after this.
Okay.
Yes. I'm speaking with Lilia Byron, creator of the new art exhibition with an environmental focus open to the public at the Arts and Literature Laboratory. If you're just tuning in, this is the Perpetual Notion Machine. My name is Emily Morris, and I'm speaking with Lilia Byron, curator of a new environmentally themed show at the Arts and Literature Laboratory. Lilia, in these last couple of moments, I really want to hear more about your own artwork. While you've been at Madison, you created a huge structure of plastic during the Winter is Alive installation. Can you tell me more about that piece and what you learned about the environmental impact of plastic?
Sure. So I started out as an artist, I guess, mostly making paintings. And I really like this idea of narrative, interviewing people, finding stories and thinking of ways to tell those stories. Sometimes that investigative process, I think, has now also shifted as I now also make sculptures into my sculptural practice. And so I've gotten involved and interested in different environmental topics. And one of those topics is plastic recycling. And so the particular piece that you're talking about, I made a large sculpture. So I had in a previous project learned all about DIY plastic recycling and how basically challenging that process is, the plastic recycling process, because of many factors, including sorting and different properties. And the plastic waste sculpture that you're talking about that was here in Madison, I wanted to make something out of plastic film. And so I started contacting many different local recyclers and waste management organizations within an 8-hour radius of Madison. And ultimately what I found is that it was, I couldn't find anyone collecting this plastic and at that moment in time, because there was no one interested in purchasing this particular type of plastic. It basically had no market value.
Right.
So that was a very kind of interesting. I eventually did get a donation from an organization, and they were, of course, very happy to get rid of this plastic and was able to make this sort of like long 60-foot sculpture that resembled these large waves moving up and down as the ocean is kind of increasing as you walk along the sculpture.
That's an amazing story. And unfortunately, we're running up on time and need to go, but I love that piece of work. The Shape of the Environment is on view now through November 4th at the Arts and Literature Lab, located at the intersection of South Livingston and East Main Street, just east of the Capitol in Madison. Hours are Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 5. There are also a ton of events during October. For more information, head to artlitlab.org. I want to thank you, Lilia Byron, for joining me tonight.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
And this has been another edition of the Perpetual Notion Machine. Have a great night, Wisconsin.